in the limelight.
Hundreds still dying from COVID infection each day in the United Kingdom as fear of the virus wanes. Although Omicron is less deadly than previous variants, it remains a significant health risk to the estimated 5.1 million unvaccinated people aged over 12 in the United Kingdom. And the rolling 7-day average of deaths in Britain is above 240. We have prepared for you an article written by James Tapper. The piece is titled Booster Campaign Stalls in UK as Partygate Undermines Trust in Official Advice. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. British scientists are saying the COVID booster campaign has stalled and declining trust in the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is part of the problem. Only 26,875 people in England had a third dose or booster shot on 1st of February, the latest complete figures available, and 6 million people are at least 6 weeks overdue for their shot. Behavioural scientists, including government advisers and public health leaders, say the huge drop in take-up in just 1 month is fueled by the widespread belief that Boris Johnson flouted his own COVID rules. Although the Omicron variant is less deadly than previous variants, it remains a significant health risk for an estimated 5.1 million unvaccinated people in Britain aged over 12. And the rolling 7-day average of deaths in Britain is above 240. Double-jabbed people have a substantially lower risk of dying, but they remain more vulnerable to infection that can lead to long-term health problems and being taken to hospital, as well as death in some cases. According to behavioural scientists, the perception that Omicron is less dangerous is a major reason why only 64.6% of over-12s in England have had their booster shot. The winter surge in infections has also had an impact, since people have to wait 28 days after their infection has cleared before they can be boosted. Referring to the Office of National Statistics data published recently, John Drury, Professor of Social Psychology at the University of Sussex, said, "Worry about infection has fallen to 52% of adults. You can trace that to 27th of January when the government announced that we didn't need to have any measures. That communicates something about risk, that infection is okay because it's not associated very strongly with death." University College London's COVID social study, which has tracked attitudes to pandemic measures, released a report recently showing that unvaccinated and double-jabbed people were much less worried about catching COVID, becoming seriously ill, developing long COVID, or possible future variants. But they were more concerned than triple-jabbed people about being asked to get more vaccinations. Drury said, "In addition, most people who aren't vaccinated have chosen not to because of a lack of trust. And who has trust in this government now?" Research by Dr. Simon Williams, a behavioural scientist at Swansea University, showed that the Partygate scandals had created variant fatigue, with some participants in his December study saying they would ignore rules at Christmas because of the Downing Street parties. He said trust in authorities has taken a battering recently, adding, "One of the predictors of vaccine decisions is trust in authorities, We saw that in a big study in Denmark, and trust has certainly not got any better recently. He cited opinion polls showing declining trust, including a YouGov survey in December, showing that 1 in 10 people would not follow COVID rules. Professor Susan Michie, director of the University College London Centre for Behavioural Change and part of the SPIB group that advises the government's SAGE group, said, "We know vaccine hesitancy is often associated with not trusting authority. The get boosted message was heralded by the Prime Minister, and recent events have meant that trust in politicians has decreased, undermining the get boosted message." The National Health Service has been attempting to reverse the decline in booster uptake by reminding people to come forward. It sent texts to 2.4 million people recently and has opened 1,000 walking grab-a-jab centres. It is also working with employers to vaccinate people in workplaces. Dr. Emily Lawson, head of the NHS England Vaccination Programme, said new Office of National Statistics research showed the risk of death involving COVID was 93% lower for people who had had a booster or a third dose of vaccine compared with unvaccinated people. Dr. Emily Lawson said, "It is vital that as soon as you can get the vaccine, you take up the offer and book a guaranteed slot online. Despite the Omicron variant seeming milder, it is important we don't lose sight of the fact that COVID is still a very serious illness that is affecting thousands of people's lives every day." Dr. Douglas Brown, the chief executive of the British Society for Immunology, said, "Three doses of the vaccine doesn't completely stop transmission, but the rate of transmission is halved between people." He noted immunocompromised people, such as cancer and kidney patients, did not respond as well to vaccines as those with healthy immune systems. Dr. Doug Brown added, "By getting your booster, that reduction in transmission really does play an important role in not just keeping ourselves safe, but those who are more clinically vulnerable as well." Professor Maggie Ray, president of the Faculty of Public Health, said, "I know people are tired. I know the government wants to move on, but we will only be able to get through this with people getting the vaccine. We need to establish who hasn't been vaccinated and how we can help them." National Immunisation Management System data shows that by 11th of January, 78.7% of people over the age of 18 in the richest areas had had a third dose of the vaccine, compared with 46.9% in the most deprived areas. Office of National Statistics data shows that 35.9% of pupils eligible for free school meals have received a first dose of the vaccine, compared with 58.9% for those not eligible. Professor Maggie Ray said, "It is heartbreaking to see the discrimination and the health inequalities between the poorest in our country." She said that ministers must continue to fund the vaccination program, adding, "I think the Treasury is trying to recoup the money that it spent during the pandemic, and they want the COVID response money back. I think it's right and proper that some of the private sector spending on test and trace does go back, but I'm not convinced all of it was spent effectively. But what I don't want is further cuts to the public health system." Professor Maggie Ray noted that the booster campaign was introduced at the last minute. Throughout this pandemic, they have been 3 weeks behind every sensible action or decision. The first lockdown was a classic example. The virus has outrun them the whole time. Professor Maggie Ray added, "We need to keep up momentum because we've still got another few months of winter to go with all of the vulnerabilities that brings. I'm not comfortable that 350 people a day are dying in our country. I think that's shocking, absolutely shocking.